The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
Phew! That's right.
No, you're right!
We're starting it with a sneeze. Number one. Oh, we got all the rights, dude. You know what I did this week? I got... Don't get me wrong, The Clash, which is what you're listening to right now. Dope as shit. But I got an epic vinyl album at the Red, White, and Blue store. Can you guess? Of course you can't. There's millions of albums. The album was The Court of the Crimson King? Is that what it's called? King Crimson is the name of the artist. God damn. I'm kind of embarrassed that I don't remember what it is. It's got to be... You see, the album cover doesn't... It's crazy. Look it up. You'll love it. You will love it. Let me look it up right now. King Crimson. There it is. King Crimson. Number one album. Comes up. Progressive rock band. Formed in 1968, London, England. In the court of the Crimson King. Yes, I was right. I was goddamn right. Anyway, original press of a very influential album found at the thrift store. Dudes, $3.99. I'm talking less than four bills. The smallest bills. They're just a bills. Yes, they're only the smallest bills. And I got it at thrift store because you know what? They make you pay cash. You know why? Because they wash money. No big deal. Red, White, and Blue store. America store. Literally called Red, White, and Blue store. Only takes cash. You know why? They don't want to pay taxes. You know why? Un-American. Episode today, 905 BC, guys. 905 BC. We got the regulars. Two of. And I told you they were going to keep coming back, and I need them. I need them. We got Blake Scala. Who else? Skywalker. Of course. But then, coming in to fill the fourth chair. But what's that? Who's that? Does he have someone batting cleanup? That's right. Fourth chair today. Johnny Trafficante, one of my favorite personalities in the scene, and his Lady Lemon. Lady Lemon. That rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? But that is the crew today. And that brings me to what is our unofficial sponsor for the podcast. You see, Johnny not only looks like he sells cars, but he does sell cars. So today's unofficial sponsor is South Park Mitsubishi, where you can go buy a car from Johnny Trafficante. And you should. You know what? Because you're going to buy a car anyway. You know? You need a car. I bought this car to drive to work. I drive to work to pay for this car. I don't remember what band that was, but it's a good song. Anyway, if you need one, I suggest you go down to South Park Mitsubishi. It's just southwest of the city, Pittsburgh, that is to say. I'm going to guess Mount Lebanon, maybe a little further south than that even. I don't even know what the fuck. Actually, let's look. You know, because the internet. Searching South Park Mitsubishi is in Bethel Park. That means nothing to anyone. Well, it probably means something to a few people. But, dudes, if you're like me, people start giving you directions and they're like, so you know where blah, blah, blah is? And you're like, fuck no, dude, shut up. Talk about the center of the map and start from there. So the center of the map to the South Park Mitsubishi. Look at the Pittsburgh, the city of the rivers form an elephant's head. And it's right around where his drool would drip. Now, what I like about South Park Mitsubishi is I was looking into him, you know, and other than Johnny working there, which is stellar, I see that on their website, they have a used cars section. So I was like, whoa, I think I've got a used car audience, right? I mean, don't get me wrong, a couple of you might have had a new car, but I ain't never had one, okay? So for us used folks, they got a tab. They got a tab just for us. And I opened that tab. Not only do they have a tab for used cars, but they have a tab for used cars for less than $10,000, which I had to click on. You know, what can a guy get? You know? Johnny was already talking about a Cadillac in this particular episode. And he looks like a Cadillac man. Guy looks like a goddamn Jersey boy. I mean, a Jersey boy that wouldn't make it to film. Because he might have a thyroid issue, but a Jersey boy, nonetheless. So anyway, I click on the less than 10,000 tab, and the first car, that is to say, is a Hyundai Tucson, which is a sport utility vehicle, four-door, with 81,000 miles and a four-cylinder engine, 20 miles to the gallon, and only $44 per week if you wanted to get in-house financing, I assume. Guess what the price is? That's right, $12,791. That's right, South Park Hyundai fucking hits you right in the dick right out of the gate. They said, you know what? I know you wanted a $10,000 car, but you are better than that, dude. You're better than that. I think you could slide into this Hyundai. At 81,000 miles, it's easily worth almost 13 grand. And that's why the under the 10K section of this is honest, you know, because that's what you're going to get car sales, right? What's the second car they say? Honda Accord, of course. What year? 2009. That makes it 19. So 13 years old, right? Can't get a loan. Turns out you can't get a car loan for a car that's more than 12 years old. Did you guys know that? I guess it's true. I mean, don't get me wrong. People can if they don't need a loan. If you don't need a loan, you can get a loan for anything. But if you're the type of motherfucker who needs a loan, don't try to get one for a 2009 Honda Accord sedan four-door with 57,000 miles on it for sale at $12,911 in the under $10,000 section of South Park Mitsubishi, where you can buy a car from Johnny, drive a canny. So I guess what I'm saying is today's unofficial sponsor, the Mitsu dealer. Head on out there. You know you're going to love them. South Park Mitsubishi. Today's episode, it's one of the classics. We're making these. We're printing them, dude. We're printing them. We've got a mic that we go to, and we got a system to record before. So today, Blake Scala, Skywalker, Johnny Traficani, and the lovely Lemon.
See, I go to the fucking smoke shop, and the guy, he just starts pulling weird shit off the back table.
You went to the
stuff.
Smoke shop today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's right by my work, and the guy, he fucking...
He works?
I don't know, He's like, I have this stuff. We just got this in. People, I haven't tried it. I can't vouch for it, but people say it's fucking crazy.
And
all
you
right.
Said.
You've sold me.
Give me two.
I'm looking for fucking crazy.
It's supposed to do something, or it's just... What?
Whatever you're doing, stop.
It's just one of those fucking weird side marijuanas that like are sort of legal. It's like Delta 8 or Delta 10.
Except for it's HH.
It's called HHCO. I don't know anything about it. I probably can't give plasma.
Is it coming
anymore.
Out of Cali?
Hydro.
Cali or Chicago? Where's that coming from?
Cannabinoid. It's
fucking Canada.
Probably fucking.
Opera.
I don't know.
A loyal sponsor. Montenegro. Opera CX.
Opera what?
What's an
Opera CX?
It's
like
gaming thing.
It's a gaming thing. God. See, we're not cool.
Where?
That's so sad.
Tell us what it means. I don't know what the fuck it is.
It's just like a computer.
You got to use the microphone too.
It's just a computer component.
A computer component.
Opera isn't.
Do you know
like
stuff about computers, or do you know stuff about gaming?
Just gaming. My brother's a computer nerd. He's the one that's going to school
do you
for
Twitch?
Computer science.
Nice. Yeah.
No,
I don't Twitch.
I've been meaning to start.
She
a Twitch.
Could. She's got the tits for it.
Okay. I think Twitch
is one of those hot tub streamers.
I do think that's
sit on a banana
yeah,
boat in
that,
a bikini.
Like they have like really strict rules about nudity on Twitch, so
that's
they're
all you need.
Yeah,
Johnny
you
in the back screaming about how shitty the air pump is.
We're losing air again.
I'm not calling
the fucking
banana guy again. I'm not calling the guy again.
They do that on Twitch because evidently you can't even wear a swimsuit unless you're in water because of the coat. So there's girls who have hot tubs.
Guys,
yeah,
too?
Twitch
guys? Can a guy stream shirtless?
Yeah.
Well,
that's
yeah.
true. Is there a patriarchy there aspect to it?
Yeah, that's what
I'm
wondering.
You can get away with that easy. Well, didn't they? There was one girl who made the paper because she got pulled off a titch for Twitch doing an ear job. She was given an ear job.
What the fuck's an ear job, dude?
I think they had a family
guy. Microphone in the shape of an ear, and they do a live stream or an audio
stream. I'm sorry,
stream.
A microphone?
Like yeah, what the fuck's a microphone,
an
dude?
An earphone.
Were you trying to...
I still don't know what the hell it is.
I didn't know if he was saying, trying to say microphone.
Ear. Okay, there you go. A microphone
in
the
shape
of
an ear.
Ear.
Okay,
and
sorry.
She does what? Licks it?
Yeah, but on the other end, it sounds like a hard BJ, and they pulled her off.
Really? Off. She's like making all the noises, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that makes sense. A little ASMR for people who don't like
Twitch.
To watch porn.
He said, "Ugh." Yeah, and then they release the video, and you've seen her, and it's like, it's a good thing she's doing.
Yeah,
that.
It makes sense why she's doing ASMR.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can look that, like if you go to like Pornhub and you just type in audio only, if there's just like black screens or like,
oh, I know.
That's some people's kink. Or like do blind people watch porn? Or you know what I mean? Like, is there a blind people porn hub?
I mean, what?
I'm telling you right
why
now.
Would
I
that,
figured,
why would it matter?
I think
that
we just figured out a way to make a hotline come back.
I don't even want video playing. I don't care if I can't see it. I don't want it playing at all. What would be that?
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like there definitely should be porn for blind people. The internet's really bad for blind people. Like, they can't do shit. You know what I mean?
Do you remember what they did in Robin Hood Men in Tights?
No, what did they do with Robin Hood Men in Tights?
Blinken was sitting in the potty at the bottom of the castle. When they wheeled it away for repossession, he had a Playboy, medieval Playboy, that was in the shape of a woman. It was sculpted into the book. It was like,
oh,
Braille,
he was a blind guy. See,
yeah.
I didn't even know he was a fucking blind guy.
How do you
that's
not
how
know
dumb
this
I am.
Movie?
Men in Tights? Is that what you said?
Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Is that the one with Dave Chappelle?
Yeah. Yes.
I think I actually own that movie, and that's how...
This is sad.
I haven't seen it.
Blake,
sorry.
You're not much of a cinephile, though, dude.
Just horror movies. That's all I watch.
What?
House of a Thousand Corpses.
Because, I mean, there's just too many goddamn movies out there. You're not going to get good coverage any of them.
Why not choose the worst genre possible?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, dude. Yeah. I like my movies where you know how it ends. That's what I'm into, dude. What the fuck?
What other genres are so great?
Action. Come on,
action.
Dude.
Action. Oh, yeah.
Romantic
Come on.
Comedy.
Romantic rom-com.
Oh, the rom-com.
90s, 90s New York. Anything set in New York in the 90s? How about that? That's a subgenre.
You're only saying that because you wish you were born in that time.
Yeah, that's true.
I was born in that time.
No, you just wish you were of age in that time.
Yeah,
right. Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
And in New York.
A little Moonstruck or something? Come on. Little
protect your own weird nostalgia.
A little Made in Manhattan? Come on. Dude, weird nostalgia. Come what? There's good shit out there now. Have we started? Because this seems like a good organic start. But
nothing helps more than when people draw attention to the atmosphere.
This is very. This is so organic. I just want to take the time.
Now
this feels like
it's
a natural
organic
conversation.
And say that we're all really good friends.
We're all.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't say
we're all. We're all good friends.
We haven't hung
and
out.
And
Blake
said like a car salesman.
We haven't hung out.
See.
Fun
That's
with
what
friends.
Scares me. See, these hams, man, they do make you gassy like that.
Oh, they get you.
No, most movies in general are dog shit, okay? I'll give it to you, that there's a lot of trash horror movies, but when there's a good one,
give me an example of a good horror movie.
You've never seen Chinatown, have you?
Chinatown is a good movie. I think I kind of remember that
I haven't seen it.
Okay. Anyway,
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
That's good.
Yeah,
also another good movie.
That's a good movie.
Well, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is my type of movie because I really like willpower movies. Where like
Shawshank Redemption
is that one?
That's one of my favorite movies ever.
These aren't horror movies.
I'm not saying those are the only movies.
Oh, you said horror movies. Okay, no,
you said movies in general were all shitty, and then you just said Shawshank Redemption was also one of your favorite films because it touched you so deeply. And
You guys are no. Movies. I'm saying you guys are like, oh, horror movies, the worst genre.
It is the worst genre.
Are fucking trash right now. No, it isn't. Romance is way worse.
If you took an IQ test on everyone leaving a horror movie, it would be an average of like 45, dude.
Why? Why do you say that?
I don't know. I like horror movies too, but I like old school action gore.
Oh yeah.
I like
There's
that
a lot
shit.
Of bad ones.
Maybe because it's campy.
No, horror movies are the most fun, dude.
Even if
it's bad, they're fun.
It's a go-to pot movie. I do agree with you. Yeah. Murder and weed.
Any horror movie before I watch some fucking Marvel goddamn superhero.
You're right. I would watch some Marvel superhero movies.
Really? Yeah. Fucking.
I'm not in love with Marvel superhero movies, but there's nothing more predictable than a horror movie. Like every single time it's the tropes. You know what I mean? Let's not do that. You know what I mean?
Wait. Final Destination 2. Is by far my favorite murder scene movie.
That's kind of a fun twist.
Okay. He's right. That's gone. They're starting to make it dumber and dumber.
My only horror movie.
You can see what's coming. You just don't know how they're going
to die. Horror movies, there's a few fucking gems every year. You got
to
find
And you watch
them.
All of and, them
yeah,
to find
so
those
you watch, I can pretty much watch every horror movie that comes out. And yeah.
Yeah. So. Okay, but
did
what
you
about
say
ABCs of Death?
Throw it down his
Why?
Case.
The ABCs of ABC like.
I think
ABCs
I watched that. Yeah, it was probably trash. I don't really remember. Watched a lot of horror movies.
I'm sorry. I did ask earlier, and I totally fucking ignored or forgot what you said. Is there what would you consider a good horror movie?
Oh, really like The Lighthouse. That's a fucking dope movie.
Is that a
what the fuck?
Yeah, it's a horror.
I've heard of that one. People have recommended that to me.
I like Hereditary. That's good. The Shining's a great movie. Everyone likes The Shining.
The Shining. Which one's that?
Are you kidding?
Is that Emmanuel Shyamalan Ding Dong?
No, that's the Here's Johnny.
Oh, Aaron.
The Shining was
with the hotel and the.
I still haven't seen that movie. That's the only scene I know.
Yeah, it's got the little twin girls that ride around on trikes that are all creepy and shit. I think that hotel's in Colorado. Pretty sure it is. Up like. Where the fuck is that?
And there's just the fun ones like The Invitation's pretty good. The Ritual, that's good.
I was hoping to be able to riff on any of these, and I don't know a single one of these movies.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Don't be talking shit on fucking horror movies. You haven't seen the hits.
Dude, I watched that new one with Nick Cage where he does the, he works in the arcade. For the
night. I've seen parts of that.
Fucking good.
I've seen parts of that.
House of a Thousand Corpses.
I slept on Nick Cage, dude.
Rob Zombie's Texas Chainsaw, that was good. What was another one?
40% of the table.
I'm just saying.
Right
it's got to be pretty gruesome. I think the room's divided.
Basically, we got the morons over there, and we've got the intellectuals over here.
I like the Saw movies. How can you not like the Saw movies? They're fucking hilarious.
Johnny just wants to watch movies where a bunch of dudes in suits sit around a table smoking cigars the whole for an hour and a half.
The best movies in the world? Glengarry Glen Ross. You're describing Glengarry Glen Ross. It's a beautiful movie.
Every time we spend time together, that's
man.
All he
get on board.
You want to watch this movie about a guy that sells a car with you? Are you so interested?
Have you ever seen the movie?
Why are you on your phone?
It's called Cadillac Man by Robin Williams, and it's a goddamn good movie.
Feel like I have seen that.
Oh yeah, well,
Cadillac Man. Have you seen Used Cars? That's supposed.
I just saw that one.
That's supposedly
very,
a good
very
one.
Good.
Supposedly
I'm
really
watching
good.
All the sales movies
because you're a car salesman
yeah,
now,
no,
right?
It's a lot of fun.
What's the dealership?
Down at South Park Mitsubishi. Let me tell you a little something, folks. All right, you ready for this?
Here we go.
Oh, this is
no.
I can't wait.
No. Oh. We got one fucking Cadillac on that lot. I'm a big Cadillac man. And someone, it's a 2016 XTS, only got like 50,000 miles on it. We're asking, I don't know, 22 for it. Something really low for a fucking black Cadillac. And Jesus Christ, my buddy, my other salesman, Jake, is going to sell it today. It's someone who wants to buy it on Monday. I want to sell that thing tomorrow and steal that thing from that cocksucker. You understand? I'm not going to get beaten by someone named Jake Puckett.
Puckett.
Oh, he.
Yeah, dox this son of a bitch. Give his address.
What is this, Red Dead 2? It's a Puckett.
He's a comedy fan. I hope he's listening. Jake, I'm fucking coming for you. Look out, man.
We're going to have Reggie showing up to the fucking... car dealership to kill this guy.
Weren't you saying that you're still? Are you out of your trial period now? Or are you still in it?
It's going to end soon. It's going to end within the next few days.
It's gonna, after this airs.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. No.
So you get like 3 months, something like that.
Yeah, 90 days. I had my first actual horrible 78-year-old fucking visit the dealership 6 fucking times. Whole 9 yards. And the worst thing is, now that he's bought the car, now he is there every day. He bought it yesterday, showed up today just to bring donuts and coffee for everyone. Like, holy fucking shit, dude. You know what I hate is someone who does not, it's not, you don't show up with donuts and coffee. You show up like, hey, I'm gonna buy you donuts and coffee, what do you want? Like, don't, you're getting two kinds of ass kissings at the same time. Like, oh, you want us to ask you for the donuts, and then you're going to want us to thank you for the
his
donuts.
His wife is dead, and you are the closest thing he's got
Where did this come from?
His wife is alive, and she is very quiet. She's a good woman.
He sold a 78-year-old man a car, dude. What kind of car did the old dude buy?
Mitsubishi Outlander 2022.
Outlander, that's an SUV.
Oh, yeah, that's
He needs
that. Well, here's the thing, he's taken advantage of this old man with these fucking 36 month fucking payments, right?
You think he's gonna live by the end of that?
This guy was,
you got 36 months of that dude coming with Duncan every day.
Sky, you would have loved
the other thing he has is the McDonald's lobby.
Oh, yeah,
coffee with the old people.
And when his wife really does die, dude, Morton Steakhouse for everybody.
Oh, you know, you don't know how to cook
in
for himself
a brand new 2024 Cadillac Escalade.
Oh, you know,
yeah, you know what?
With 6-row seating.
Let me tell you something about this guy. No, Sky, you'd love this, because the scary part about this guy is he's without a doubt me in 50 years. He is like fucking drives. He traded in a Cadillac first and foremost, so he's not doing well financially. Right. He refused to write down his fucking Social Security number. He paid for it in stacks of fucking $100 bills.
Well, hell yeah.
And he showed up with a broken window because he had to pick up money from someone, and they smashed his window. This guy is he's a master.
He sounds like he's hooked up.
I can't imagine.
I'm gonna fucking kick his door in.
He was Polish, though, so you know he wasn't that smart.
How big of an asshole do you have to be for someone to get violent with you when you're 78 years old? That's insane.
Yeah, dude, this guy's bringing you fucking donuts, but what's he doing to get his fucking windows knocked in, dude?
Dude, he's picking up. I shouldn't be talking about the stuff he was doing. He's like, oh, I gotta go to the fucking this mayor's house to pick up some money. I'm like, what the fuck
That's
are you doing,
saying.
Man?
It sounds like he's connected, dude.
The guy's all hopped up on Cialis. He keeps catching those random boner moments.
Dude, you should have seen him in the finance office. If we have one woman who works there in finance, she walks in and goes, oh, nice to see a woman doing some woman's work. He's touching her hand. Like, that's a nice ring you got there, sweetheart. He is putting on the moves from 1972. It was beautiful to watch.
Oh, man. He's not waiting for the wife to go cold. He's out there shopping
right
now.
How about we go get a mini pitcher at the bowling alley?
You guys, you want to go down to the discotheque? I know
the crazy thing about this bowling alley? You got this fan on here. It keeps your hands nice and dry.
You ever had the pierogies at the Elks Club? Fucking guy.
Oh,
that's exactly. Dude,
I'm glad you're selling cars, dude.
I can't wait till he brings you donuts tomorrow.
It's fucking great.
He'll be there tomorrow and the day after that.
This guy's
like an albatross around my neck.
It's not that his wife's dead and he's lonely. It's that his wife's alive and he hates it.
No, yeah.
That's why he's there at the fucking Mitsu dealer. I can't believe this guy traded in a Cadillac for Mitsubishi and he's an old
school. It was a piece of shit Cadillac. Well, it was...
Kind of like he's a piece of shit mob guy.
Yeah. Well, he's Polish. How much of a mob guy can he be? What's he going to do? Fucking break someone else's knees so he got the wrong address?
Trigger for somebody else? I mean,
that's crazy. You ever run out of the bathhouse with everybody's money? He did.
he claims he knew the Wolf of Wall Street.
That's probably true. He was probably making
you
off.
You probably
with the
don't
money.
Want him hanging What's around learning the habits Jordan of the Belfort. Dealership. He's going to drive out of there with more than a 2022
yeah.
hour.
Oh, yeah. No, he's casing the joint.
Yeah.
He's going to start following you home.
He's like, you know, your manager gets real sleepy around 5:30.
I think you should ask him to introduce you to some people around town kind of elbow him a little
he's
bit.
Gonna teach, he said he's going to teach me how to invest. I'm like, I don't know what that means, but I'm going to find out.
Yeah, see? Why are you complaining about Dunkin' Donuts guy, dude? This time next month, you're going to be moving weight.
No, he's a nightmare customer on paper. Everyone there hates him, but I love this guy because he like these people used to come to my old man's scrapyard all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Just park their ass, bother all the fucking women there, and just cause a problem all day long because they think it's their home away from home. I can name Mr. Smith, fucking Ralph Eli, all these dead people that used to bother my old man.
I like that you're moving on up in the world. Your family's got to really like, they're like, man, Johnny's made it. You know, here we are putting cars in the dump. And he's selling new ones. I mean, he's fucking moving on up.
Yeah, is there anyone in your family who doesn't work at a junkyard, a car dealership, or a deli?
My uncle is a lawyer with a pill problem. So,
hey.
Yeah. I'll appreciate I said just, that I on just
and everybody on his mother's side
that counts.
Works
that's
at the
same
docks.
Department.
You want to have a little dirt on your lawyer, you know? I think that's good because he knows shit about you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no. It's not
don't
secret.
You go blowing this case and all that Adderall. You hear me, Jerry? Right. Jerry, it's a parking ticket. We can win this.
It's not Adderall, Scott. He's got a bad back, if you know what I mean.
Can't sit still in court. Oh, boy.
Yeah, no, he's got the itchies.
Dude, if I'm ever going to court for something that's like long-term sentence... I am definitely having like some arsenic pill in my fucking pocket.
Oh,
a
cyanide capsule.
You're going to have to put it in nature's pocket.
He's
going to
put
it in
like arsenic. I don't know what that does.
Dude, if you
cyanide, hear that's what I meant.
Yeah. Arsenic would be a slow death.
Dude, they have it. I can see it.
4 days.
He's like, I'm turning gray.
I'm going to bring 30 mercury thermometers.
We sentence you to 30 days at the Allegheny.
There's
a fucking
like
month, dude.
He's just
4 days.
Just
I'm fucking... getting raped on arsenic. Fuck.
Well, no, that would trigger a long investigation, is what that would happen. Was Blake a spy? You know what I mean? How deep?
Dude, I can't, man.
Blake's trying to kill himself, and they're like, what is
that
this guy doing with all these Flintstones chewables, man? Yeah. This fucking Riri. No wonder he got caught.
It's like tries to pull an executioner song.
He killed 12 other inmates.
It's hard to avoid the topic of you killing yourself, Blake.
Yeah. I mean, holy God.
Have so you met you? God. It's looming right there.
Q loves you, dude. He's sniffing your feet.
Q's all over.
But hey, at least I don't make whiny Facebook stabs.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, yeah.
Dude, okay, I know a guy.
You should.
Like Adrian Ashmore is what I
snap. Shout out to Adrian Ashmore. We'll have you on to rebut.
Did you guys ever talk about that boxing match? Is that going down?
What? Come on. Let's get real, dude.
Oh no. Blake floats like a butterfly and sings like a bee. He's going to do 6 weeks of training. He's going to be in fighting shape by the time. He's going to whip that skin on the fucker's ass.
At one point, there was a
dude, I could beat Adrian in a fight using only my teeth.
No, you could blow on him and he'd just float away like a piece of paper.
I'll defend Adrian. Adrian's not here. Adrian has the rage of a thousand suns, though.
He does have rage.
Yeah,
but
I wouldn't put it past him to have a weapon. You know,
both of you don't look like
if
you fight
he
clean.
Pictures you as a small cat or
something like a pipe, he would have. He would get out a pipe.
Yeah, you're gonna make him mad, and he's gonna stand up with his chest up, and then a pipe's gonna slide out of his sleeve. He's gonna catch it, and you're gonna be like, "How did you fight this whole fight without even knowing you had a pipe in your sleeve?"
No, Fallon will get it out of her purse. He's carrying around a pipe.
You'd be getting
that's
your
a
ass
mystery.
Blake
gets
like
a little mouthy.
Yeah.
Unzip your purse. We're getting the pipe out.
I loved how surprised you were.
Dude, you'd never be able to watch Clockwork Orange if he beat your ass. Never again, because that's what it would feel
the
like.
Droogs.
Be.
Dude, if Adrian beat my ass, oh my God.
You'd never be able to show your face in this town again.
Oh, I would absolutely leave the city.
I think if you guys were going to get in a fight, I would like arrange for Adrian secretly to get like some training and stuff just so you would
give
lose.
Me some brass
be
knuckles
awesome.
Or something.
No, whoever loses has got to do comedy in that area for the following year.
Oh, no. No one wants to drive out
to
Weird West Virginia. Dude, where the fuck is Weirden? I never went to that mic.
If Adrian put on like 25 pounds of muscle randomly, I'd be like, all right, what's going on? He's got something.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Something's we're going to get this fight going, and then we're going to find some steroids and a good boxing trainer.
No, we do it natural. We give him HGH, something natural. We feed him a lot of meat.
I'm going to dope that kid up on anything he'll take, which I imagine is quite a bit.
We go really high. Plant-based, we get you guys. Let's do it, dude. 40-pound rucksack starting right he's now, gonna, dude. Looks like you're washing
he's
ditches.
He's
going to
be smoking meth in the
bag.
Parking lot before the fucking shit goes down, if I have my way, dude.
I don't think we've talked about how I fucking almost broke Sky's ribs after the last
That's
podcast.
True. You guys have a
prick.
A tradition of getting
into some
boxing.
Yeah, you busted
my
titty up, dude. Good hit.
Unsportsmanlike.
I'll say this. He called it. He told you he was going to hit you with a body shot. During the podcast.
He did.
And then he got you with a body shot, dude.
Yeah. Well, that's one small victory, dude.
It's a battle. It's not a victory. You didn't win the war. You won the battle.
Yeah. You got a little battle in there.
Lemon, do you want anything? We've got sodas and shit, too, if you want.
What kind of soda?
Sparkling waters, but I can go upstairs and get a not warm one.
Do you have one of the blue Gatorade?
And there's also ice and a cup. And you can use my cup.
Use this.
I'm not using it.
Can I let the ice melt and just let it turn into water?
Yeah, we can just get water also. I have a whole pitcher of purified water.
Could someone pass me the crown, please?
Yeah. Blake's Jones in here. Almost made it 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Almost made it.
I refilled it with water.
I figured you were on it. Yeah.
I've been doing pretty good. I've been mixing a beer and then a fake beer mostly, like at the mics recently, so...
That's smart. A near beer.
Yeah, the near beers, dude. Yeah. You ever drink a near beer?
Oh, my grandfather loved them.
Did he? It sounds
like... Well, there was a story behind that, but yes, no, he did.
What was the story?
He was on heroin in the 70s.
The last thing I need is a beer.
If you could step heroin down to near beers, you've done a
no,
service.
No, he really did.
Yeah, I would just sincerely mix my near beer with the regular beer and drink it at once.
No one gave him prop. The mental strength it takes to switch from heroin to near beer...
Well,
30 years, but he got there.
I'm not trying to downplay your granddad's achievements because we all can. But, you know, that was the era where people actually could quit heroin because it wasn't fentanyl, you know? Nowadays, people are just like, sorry, dude, I've been to the moon and I want to keep floating.
Awesome.
Yeah, that'd be Thank you.
Sorry, dude. That's like
a little ASMR. People are going to be jerking off to that later, dude.
Yeah. I hope you're right. Who cares? You punch my titties.
Yeah, you earned the oppo titty. Can you? Are you ambidextrous? Can you hit both boobs on Sky?
Oh yeah. Right. Speed. I can make it rip from either side.
Do you know the Mike Tyson?
Little ripple.
Do you know the Mike Tyson fucking the three punch combo we always use? It's like two liver or kidney shots, while the person bends over, and then
I'm
an uppercut.
I probably throw it all the time.
You're gonna.
I don't know. It's just kind
of
natural.
A lot of dudes that way. I don't do a lot of training. I just win, no
matter
what.
He's been doing this underground bum fight thing for the past 2 years, and he's not. What are you in? What division you in? What weight class?
Shopping cart, they call
shopping
it.
Shopping cart class? Oh, yeah. Shopping cart weight class.
I started that in 2016, let's be clear.
Shopping cart, there's grocery bag.
Yeah. There's brown bag, that's for the beginners.
In the two cart class.
You move up to pup tent.
That's right. Once you get into tent division, that's where the heavy hitters are. That's right.
Eventually you graduate to bed at the halfway house. Then you get kicked out of using heroin. Brought it back to heroin, folks. I got something on my mind.
And then at the end, you win the belt, which is actually just a normal leather belt, but everyone's pretty stoked to not have to tie it.
Because everybody else forgot their belt. Yeah, no one else has a belt.
Keeping your pants up. You're boiling that thing for sustenance every night. You're chewing on that leather.
We did sharing mouthpieces and shit like that. It was gross.
Oh, my God, dude. You shared mouthpieces in the bum fights? That is pretty gross.
And you won't eat ice that
Sky touches.
It was usually just body boxing, but every once in a while, like two dudes were like, no, we're going for it.
Well, I get, you know, my hands, they touch things, but another man's warrior spit in your mouth.
That's a spiritual level.
We give it a little rinse.
Oh, yeah.
You have one of the guys pee on it, do you?
The ammonia in your urine makes this mouth so sterile.
Urine's actually very sterile. People don't
realize. No, we put all the mouthpieces
these in a jar, take them down to the Multnomah, and just dip it into the water.
Was there a regular spot that you guys went to for the bum fights? Was there like a special bridge you like to be in?
Paranoia
Park,
thing,
baby.
Yeah.
Paranoia Park.
Like, you never cease to fucking disappoint me. With
that's the place you go for the bum fights. It's shut
where
down.
Where was it? Where was it?
It's called Paranoia Park.
Paranoia Park.
Yeah.
And then
there's actually a movie.
That's street slang.
There's actually a new movie based off it called Paranoid Park. Maybe it's not based off it, but they gave it the same name.
There's a play called Panic at
Needle
Park.
Wait, is this street slang, or can I find Paranoia Park on a map?
If you search Paranoia Park Portland, it'll come up. It's shut down now. It's O'Brien Square is the name of the place.
Mm.
But Noia for short, which is a cool nickname.
Noia.
But yeah, it was a cool place.
Portland. How long were you in Portland?
At that time, like a year.
At that time.
Too long.
Yeah.
And then I left and I went back. So,
how'd you get from A to B, like, when you moved? Did you have
Greyhound.
Okay. I've never ridden a Greyhound.
It's horrible. Oh. It's like a bad neighborhood on wheels.
Especially if you have drugs and somebody else gets called in and just don't.
What?
It's horrible.
I don't think that anyone's looking for drugs on the Greyhound.
Listen,
I think that's like the best way.
Sometimes troopers, and I've been on two Greyhounds where they have pulled over the fucking bus because they called somebody else in for fucking drugs, and you got a fucking ounce.
Oh, no.
And you're like, yeah. I'm going down for a fucking ounce, but they're here for a dude. They clearly said, we're here, we're looking for a guy who's transporting cocaine. We are looking for a wow, Felime.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And then that dude stood up and they escorted him off the bus. Then they searched all of us.
Well, no, you got to do all that right. So we're looking for Eduardo Julio Ricardo Montoya de la Rosa.
Here's the thing, is the troopers just take your fucking drugs and send you on your way.
Yeah, especially if it's just a little bit of weed. They're not going to get too much.
Yeah. They're like, what do you have an ounce for? I'm like, I'm fucking taking a road trip.
I think that happened to Jared.
Hello?
Jared Helfer.
That's the last guy I would think would be in any trouble with
law. They took his weed and his pipe, and they were like, I guarantee you that did not make it to the evidence locker. Those two strippers were just sitting there fucking car pulling this.
Can you imagine what this kid has? He hasn't even cut his hair in years.
He probably shot the good shit.
He's got that fire.
He does look like the Burt's Bees guy, dude.
Hey, buddy.
Lace, dude.
You still working out at the Brugger's Bagel? We'll be seeing you.
That man is either 12 or 60. I don't know.
Yeah. Shout out Jared. Yeah. We're going to have him on soon.
He's one of my favorite writers and comedians. He goes 10 layers below any service level idea. I love it.
Yeah, he's got a way about him, we'll say.
I hate him, dude.
There we go.
You know who I hate? All right, well, I'll do it. I don't know his name.
Wait. I'll do it.
You know his fucking name.
Cool.
Who is that guy? That was at Parkway last week.
You gotta
let
me explain, though, because I can't just say that.
Doughy bald motherfucker that walked the whole goddamn room.
What guy? The guy who walked the room?
He had five women just got up and he had something about how his grandfather died of cancer, pissed and shat himself to death, and this room is deader than he is.
Yeah.
What's his deal? Is he all right? Is it that
Logan
dude?
I don't save the list, but
Logan Mahalko.
No, not Mahalko. I don't want to say his name. Whatever it is,
blonde haired dude.
Whatever, dox him.
He had,
give his address. Come on,
wait, hold on. I'll burn his joke though, because it was the worst thing I ever fucking heard. Were you there for it was at Scarps last
night.
Which
brings us to our next non promotional fucking ad. Get a VPN.
I don't know. This guy down and break.
We're gonna call this segment "Stealing Jokes with Johnny Traffic."
No, Canty. I'm not stealing.
Go ahead.
I'll burn it.
Go ahead.
No, this is not a good joke.
You can't talk to Johnny.
I've never been offended by a joke. Okay, Bruce Willis died of aphasia recently. He's diagnosed with aphasia. Everyone thought he was going
to... Oh, wait, what?
That's the whole thing.
He died?
Diagnosed.
I fucked up.
Oh, okay.
He's got foggy brain because of COVID.
He was diagnosed with aphasia, so he can't act anymore. Everyone thought he was going to die hard. Turns out he's going to die a retard. That's the joke. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I think...
I want to show up and say that and then leave the set.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
No,
he was heckling me a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, no, you don't heckle another... Whatever.
Hey, guys.
I can heckle people.
You can all stand up for yourself, okay? All right.
Oh, no. No, dude. If you're going to be a comic, stand up for yourself. No rules against it. Oh, I wish you. Come on. If he heckles you,
dude, imagine
you got a right
being
to do
a comic and sitting front row and heckling all the other comics.
I've done that.
What the fuck
are
you
doing?
I hate to bring
it
up.
You just don't know anything about comedy. The only thing you've ever learned about comedy was... I don't know what the fuck it was.
That his notebook is the cover of a Scotch.
You know what I like is basically with the turn of events since the Oscars, you've basically given comics a right to if you even get close enough to punch it out. And that's appetizing for a lot of comics. They're like, closing the distance, I'm going to punch you.
That's true. That's true.
How you doing? That's the good part about it. It's like now we can hit you.
Yeah, I'm throwing front kicks too. I'm not letting you get inside, dude.
Yeah.
Did you just wheel kick him? Did you just wheel kick the shit out of that dude? You just
roundhouse. So I was saying, and then back into your
how do you get inside?
Dude,
I'm thrown out.
How
elbows,
do you
dude.
Punch
You're
up that
cut
joke?
Across the face?
Roadhouse.
Yeah. How do you punch up that joke? You wheelhouse like after that. You get a standing O.
Roadhouse.
So many people wanted Chris Rock to.
And then I tagged it by teabagging. Him while he was on the ground. That was good.
Well, I didn't want Chris Rock to tear into him, but I wanted to hear 10 alopecia jokes in a row at the Oscars. That would have been beautiful.
Yeah. Dude, I cannot believe.
You think about our boy Mike Sercone. He was way ahead of all of this stuff.
Dude, I was so disappointed in myself.
Beautifully insecure. Jada's got a bone to pick, dude. I tell you what.
I remember him.
You talk to my boy who's been there in the killing fields. They filmed a movie about
it. Have you seen what he's talking about? Mike Sercone is the leading role, male. There's two leading roles, male and female. You guys should watch it. It's a rom-com. No, it's just a rom-com.
I'd rather die.
You have me hello? Okay,
you
not her.
Better what? Because this is like The
Get
Room.
With
you know?
I swear
you know,
I've been on
room,
four different
like,
podcasts where we've talked about this.
It thing. Doesn't matter. We're not going to stop until it's the world's biggest movie.
The Room is like Lisa.
I'll watch it 12
it's
times.
Important.
It's like... It's
it
like
is highly viewed. on YouTube.
What the fuck do they call
beautifully
that?
Beautifully Insecure.
It's called Beautifully Insecure, and it's about Mike Sercone is dating this chick who has alopecia, and she is trying to keep it secret.
Wait. Is this a different movie called The Room?
You mean
No. Have you heard of The Room?
I've only heard the one about
The Room is
fucking Lisa.
I don't know. The Room is
no,
a movie.
No, Mike Sercone was not in The Room.
The Room is a movie that's so bad it's good. This is right on that kind of.
Now, what are you talking about?
Okay.
You're going to watch Beautifully Insecure, and you're going to say, for an independent film, this sucks. Hits on real core values of what's going on with young women in America. First off, all the cheesy pickup lines used in this fucking movie probably gave
man.
That.
And who better to deliver
can you imagine
than Mike
the psychiatric bill after this?
Dry
See, it is a good movie, though. It is a good movie.
I've seen it twice all the way through. So,
why does it have that?
My favorite part of that movie is when they're driving in the car and the calendar days are flipping.
Oh, it's so funny, dude! It's so funny.
Time is passing.
The directing is so like
time is passing.
Right
we're
on,
going
spot on.
Nowhere,
dude. I can't.
Is it like my when I was 12 years old? I wrote a fucking story that was just. Detective Noir that was just the trouble didn't find me I went looking for trouble
exactly dude. All every cliche you can
a beautiful woman walked
this
in
this is what I like about it Mike strong opener in this movie
yeah
strong opener especially with the pickup lines strong opener right.
Yeah. I
haven't heard from him in months he's out in Cali and he won't clear out his voicemails for me to leave him any fucked up ones
God, dude my biggest regret of the Jada thing is not having everyone I know like DM her that movie so that she like so that she's like oh there's an alopecia awareness movie I've got to get it out
can we do hashtag Jada hashtag beautifully insecure and
yes.
start this can we do this today
we have to
so
we're a little behind the ball but it's still relevant
or would you
to
have to
folks.
Do hashtag Jada beautifully.
Well, she was getting a ton of tweets at her right after it happened, so now it's maybe when we can, get through, we can reach her.
I mean,
that's true. Yeah, that's true.
We are
drying up a little bit, and she loves attention. We
know
that.
You think you can get 10,000 people to hit her DMs up like that?
Yeah.
I mean, the only people that appreciated the slap were her and her boyfriend. So I don't know why Will was so mad.
Who, her and August?
He wasn't. That's the thing.
No,
Will,
Jada and her boyfriend.
Who's
August? What's the kid's name?
I guess
August.
I guess.
Yeah, it's her son's friend, right?
Yeah.
He looks like a guy that will fuck a girlfriend.
He looks like a guy who can fuck a girl for a month. That's for sure.
So fucking nasty. I remember seeing a video that was just like, this lady was just like, oh, me, my tight leather pants and like crop top when my son's, like my 18-year-old son's friends come over.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Like, exactly.
What if it just became
and she's a hero to Hollywood, dude. Anybody
who's, I don't even know how.
Calm down. Jada Pinkett was the first woman to ever get Death Row Records in order. Come on, dude.
She did one with some of the greatest. It's funny that she went
West Coast hip hop artist.
She was rolling around with Tupac trying to F him, and then she goes with Will Smith, who's like the opposite. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's like the clean rapper who's like goofy and on a fucking sitcom. That Tupac's like shooting people.
She was smart. Her mom told her find someone who's gonna have a great 401k. Yeah.
Jada Smith deserves to get cancer and lose all her hair. Oh wait, fuck shit.
Do you know who Dave Smith is? He's a comedian. He had a good line on it. He's like, he was basically saying, it's too bad that she has cancer, blah, 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 and baiting people until they said, she doesn't have cancer, she has alopecia. And he goes, then who the fuck cares? Like, how many people die every year from alopecia? Zero. You know?
My favorite, Corey, everyone here knows
Corey.
How
many dudes go bald and who gives a fuck?
That's what I wanted to say, dude. I wanted to say, Chris Rock would never have made those jokes if men knew the pain of going bald.
Corey, bunch of full heads of hair on this table.
I'm on my way out, dude. I put a Rogaine in the bathroom
before the show.
Fuck yeah, dude. Look at that. It looks real. It's blooming.
So
right now.
One of the Corey Henderson swore me to secrecy that I would never tell anyone about.
So go ahead.
And I'll never forget. There's a comic. I'm not going to say her name, but we all know her. She's at. Well, hold on.
I didn't catch that. Who?
It doesn't matter.
I'll tell you off mic.
So there's a comic.
Point is that
a comedian.
So this
there's
a comedian.
This woman has a
in the room.
Rather obvious hair system.
System.
And so Corey, without a doubt, she just sounds like, well, I have very thick hair. He goes, no, you don't, that's a wig. She looks him dead in the eyes and goes, what are you talking about? And he goes, dude, that's a really, really? I can see. He starts like, really? It's like pointing at the part.
You, dude.
He goes, really? Because it looks like there's a really hard, you got really thick hair. Yeah, I do. And I told him, like, dude, that is the case. And like, he goes, what? Fuck. Holy, I've never seen Corey feel bad in my entire life.
Oh,
I
watched him. He didn't realize it was a wig?
He didn't know until he didn't know that she was not in on the joke at all.
That's funny.
He apologized to her later. Yeah. If you tell anyone about this, I'll fucking end you. I'm like, well, Corey, come for me, fucker. South Park Mitsubishi. Come
You're
on down,
to
see
come
Johnny
out
T.
to a fucking open
anything
mic,
to
dude.
Get somebody to that damn deal.
Come on down.
You want to fucking no fight sales me? All week.
I'm going to starve.
You
want to
fight me?
I'm going to starve this month if you don't come down to that fucking dealership, folks.
It's because you're two stereotypical car dealers.
Yeah, they see me coming a mile. No, but that's how I get them. They see me coming so hard that they don't believe that they bought a car off me. They're like, there's no way that Danny DeVito from Matilda is going to fucking sell me a car. And lo and behold, guess what happens?
You just scream asshole from like 50 yards.
Yeah, somehow you fuck me.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I don't.
No.
They're going in hard. Wow, I love
in
marital
dreams,
problems.
Bud.
Yes.
Only dude. In my dreams.
Dude.
We're getting hot.
When you're at your car dealership, are there like tiers? Because like I worked at a car dealership and the salesmen, like if they met like a certain dollar amount, like they got bonuses and shit like that. Do you get like, that?
Like if I sold 15 cars, so I got another like 500 on top of it.
15 cars you sold last month?
Yeah, it's
in February. That's one every other fucking day. That's pretty damn good.
Shortest month of the year.
March? No, excuse me. March.
March.
March. You know, tell you something about that at the end of that month, we had no fucking inventory, cocksucker. Come on. Don't do that to me.
Come on down to South Park Mutual Beach.
Come on, Johnny.
Please buy a car for me. I'm so fucking desperate.
I want to sell the Cadillac specifically. Please buy that fucking Cadillac.
Why don't you buy it?
Because I don't have. He's poor. Dude, every time I run my fucking credit card somewhere, he's not making
any
off.
Commissions. They'll take it out of your car.
I'm a fucking car salesman, not a fucking accountant.
I'm not a fucking money manager. Have you seen?
Trade in all your cars and tell the
and take my commission.
Dude, I went from that's piece an of idea. Shit Cadillac to
take out a loan. Buy the cars.
I already
and
have.
Then with your commissions, start already. Paying off the loan.
All right. I like where your head's at.
No, that's trade good. Them back in and reap the benefits of the money.
Right. All right. Fair enough.
We've got to be a 10-year
free state inspection tire rotation.
If you talk to that Polish guy, he'll tell you how to get this thing to work.
Oh, no. He will. You need 15 rotary telephones. Rotary telephones. And you gotta have a building somewhere where they're all
Johnny
connected.
Shows up to work with a sledgehammer through his windshield. I'll take the Cadillac.
I pissed that's off.
Right. You just gotta get full cover. How many cars do you own right now?
Just one.
Just one?
No, fucking I have the worst track history with cars.
Sell them.
Yeah, no. I can never. I disclose that to people after they've already decided to buy the car. They're like, "Oh, I used to have a Mercedes." Well, let me tell you about my fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, when you wreck this thing, fucking toast. It's toast.
Make sure you wreck it.
It's
good.
A unibody frame. They fucking total them every time. You hit a fucking rabbit. New car.
That's exactly what my boss told me. He goes, dude, you got to stop telling people what's wrong with the car before they fucking, like, look, it doesn't have this, and this. It don't have fucking heated seats. It doesn't have fucking air conditioning. But you know what? Good safety features, though. Yeah.
It doesn't have power steering. We sold it for pot. Listen, get up to speed. Turn like a real man.
The perfect car for you. This one's got three bodies on it. I tell you.
So you
watch the news? You watch the news? This car's famous.
They
come check it out.
They moved the gas tank so you can shoot the people in the trunk.
So when you talk about like your basic needs for the vehicle, do you need a catalytic converter? Because if you don't, I got a few of those. The catalytic converters always get stolen because they're very valuable.
They are. They're like, they have a.
Is that still a thing in fucking 2022? As catalytic converters.
Dude, we had six of ours taken out and stolen like recently. In
then you
February.
Need to hire new techs because those are the ones taking the parts.
No, well, they caught the guy, rocking enough. You know what's funny is that those catalytic converters, the full story.
I worked here 9 years,
they used to
no
bring
race.
That shit to my dad's scrapyard. My dad would be like, cut it in half, maybe we can take it. Yeah. That was the rule.
What?
Because he gets stolen shit nonstop.
Why cut it in half, though?
Plausible deniability. It's like, if we get a whole cat converter fresh off a car.
Yeah, like a functional catalytic converter.
Slice
it
in half, now it's scrap.
Right. Yeah, they got platinum in them, I think. Is what
you know
it
what
is.
I miss is our buddy used to be a tow truck driver, and then he used to enjoy. He's like, dude, I see fucking stray cars sitting on streets in the neighborhood, 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks at a time. Oh, it's been here a year. He goes, I take it right down to the fucking scrapyard. I rip that VIN right off the dash, even if I got to bash the window. And he goes, fucking cut the gas tank off. They give me the money for the scrap. You get like $200. You just take random cars.
Dude, Jesus
he's making
Christ.
Money all day. Guy's like, where are you finding all these cars? He's like, towed. I got towed.
It's an abandoned car.
You're going to love this. That's how my cousin Tony got fired from my dad's junkyard because he was fucking stealing junk cars off his own cousin's scrapyard, loading, getting a crane, filling a box, throwing scrap on top, and then taking it to a thing, $200 a piece, bag of weed for 20 fucking years.
Well, I don't understand.
I love
why
your family,
you would
dude.
Fire
my cousin Tony.
My dad tore the mirror off his cars when he found out he was feeding. Tony is the same guy. No, he is the most relentless motherfucker. He's dead.
What's the problem exactly?
He would take a car that wasn't his, that was on our the scrapyard.
Okay.
So it was unaccounted for.
Our buddy John was taking these things off the fucking street.
He'd log in. He'd pretend he was taking a full load in because he would fill it up.
Yeah.
The car on the bottom, top it off the scrap. And be like, oh, I'm taking a full load in. Then whatever the difference was, he put it in his pocket. And come back and bring the rest to us. That's what he was stealing from the business. Mm-hmm. Fucking piece of shit.
I think.
And let me guess. First, you guys took him out back, right? You guys took him out back.
No, he
and you smashed his.
He actually did fuck up his car pretty bad. He like bashed the windshield in or something. I don't know. My dad was kind of crazy. But moral of the story is Tony is the best guy. He was the most relentless guy who like could fuck with people.
Yeah,
like he made it his task to ruin someone's life. He once spent my favorite story. This is a short one. Some guy shows up to the scrapyard with like a box of raffle tickets or something. Like, oh, you know, for all your customers, you have to fill out this ticket. I get some commission or something.
Right.
Shows up 2 weeks later, picks up the box. It's all full of fucking, like, holy shit, you got a lot of people to participate in this. He opens it up. Tony spent, like, easily 2 hours. Big Dick Hertz, Jan McCockiner, Mike Hunt.
Adolf every Mawini, single name. That's one of the Adolf Mawini.
Adolf Mawini.
That's an awesome ass name.
That's
never heard
favorites.
That one, dude.
Dude, you need to get an online gaming account with that name.
Adolf Mawini.
Adolf,
dude,
yeah.
Dude,
Adolf, love that
it's one of my core memories. I was in like the gym at in like fourth grade, and I just found this piece of paper, and I unfolded it, and it just said Adolf Mawini.
That is, it's like man up from heaven. Fucking... And when you're in fourth grade, dude, you're just like, what?
Adolf Mawini?
Who was the genius?
I'm stealing
the
joke
for me.
Yeah, dude, someone fucking.
See, why could you open a time capsule and have that in there? Now that's what needs to happen.
When I was a kid, not a kid, I guess a teenager or whatever.
Teenager.
We didn't do it, and thank God, looking back, it was a bad idea, but we were just rapscallions, would do bad stuff, you know? So we were like, oh, we should cut up Playboy magazines and then fold up the pictures and tuck them into playground equipment.
Scavenger.
What the fuck is that?
What the?
A lot of kids would have questions that day.
Mommy, look.
Yeah, that would be great.
Look, it's tastefully new. You don't see enough lip, Mommy.
No, you'd see what you see.
Lemon,
one...
that was crazy. You should do voice acting or something.
Yeah.
Don't encourage her with anything.
You'd see
don't
like...
Don't encourage her.
See, I don't know if you're being mean to me or not, so I'm going to take that with the grain of salt.
Whenever you listen to the pod, listen to that back. That sounded like some fucking Disney character. That was...
Hell yeah.
And Disney needs help right now, dude.
I'm
going
to send at least three friends down and make them listen to this like it's something.
Good.
I'm like, yeah,
like,
check this out.
All sit in the same room, yes. Quietly listening. Just be
like in my living room.
Shut up. This part's really good.
Don't speak.
Exactly what that's going to be like.
No table talk. No table talk. That's what
a Family Guy viewing is like. Every fucking Sunday at 9 o'clock, like fucking Snoopy on fucking Technicolor.
I'm sorry. Is Family Guy still airing new episodes?
Every Sunday
are they?
9 o'clock, like really? Snoopy and Technicolor. What part of it do you not understand?
There's
every Sunday?
I didn't know there's new episodes.
This is Johnny's livelihood.
I've been
you
watching Family Guy
every
Sunday at 9 since I was fucking
eight
years old.
What the fuck are they still talking about?
I think Family Guy is pretty damn good.
I think Family Guy's found new life recently.
Yeah. You know the Big Chicken?
How many seasons have there
used to be the background of my phone.
What
I love
season
it
are they on?
23. The Simpsons is just... I mean, the Simpsons, they should be taken out back. We need to take them to the fucking woodshed.
No bueno, boo-how?
What, on the Simpsons?
Yeah.
Dude, they're, it's so pandering to like the millennial audience. Like Bart
is
gets
it?
Jordans in one episode. Bart's on Twitter and something happens. It's just like, what the fuck
yeah,
is
it's
happening?
Like SNL. It's just kind
well,
of ran its course.
To be fair, they doubt. Did have a good run.
Guest star The Weeknd.
At
fuck
telling
off.
The future for quite a few years.
They still, yeah, they still have.
Still get
them. Yeah.
Still got it.
Dude, there's like a still from The Simpsons next to an actual photo of like Donald Trump going down an escalator, like waving, announcing his presidency, and it's like the same thing. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's like literally like the real world and the Simpsons version. Where
they knew it was gonna happen.
It was unreal.
They knew it was gonna
talk
happen.
About
it's because
they're
in the Stonecutters, dude. The fucking Stonecutters are setting this
too
all
big.
Up.
Can we just talk about how awesome it was to announce your presidency, being like, Mexicans are rapists. Just so we're clear. Come on, man.
And I'm sure not all of them are bad rapists.
Never
not
said this.
Some of them,
there's a lot
said,
of good
some
rapists.
Some of them are probably good people.
I'm gonna be
like all rapists. Yeah.
Pretty good rapists.
Damn.
They're not. I didn't say that. Those weren't my words.
This is not an original
off,
thought,
okay?
But damn, I want to
even though I would
him.
Say those words, I'd probably say them better. I'd probably say those words way, way better.
No. Who I heard this before. Like, you know.
And obviously there were good rapists on both sides.
The moment that...
You ask my running candidate what kind of rape they're into, and it's not what the Mexicans do, okay?
No.
It's just...
I defy you to find me a better moment than at the fucking debates, the Republican debates, when Megyn Kelly is trying to take him to task.
Are you all right?
In the past... you have said horrible things about women, calling them fat,
yes,
ugly. And he goes, I just said that about Rosie O'Donnell. And yeah, the whole so fucking room just goes like a Def Jam show. Like, ooh. It was
so, I didn't say that about women. I said it about Rosie O'Donnell. And everyone was like, oh, snap.
It's true.
I didn't know you could win a presidency this way. It's amazing.
Ted Cruz's wife, what a dog.
First off, everybody says that was rude. Okay, they're like, hey, you shouldn't have. But we all know she's just a hog. Look at her. She is a hog, too. She is a nasty hog.
She is a nasty hog.
Big old one.
I mean,
she's lucky Nugent isn't shooting at her from a helicopter, if you know. She
better stay out of Texas. That's all I'm saying.
I'm convinced that Sky somehow was steering the episode towards this the whole time so he could do his new Donald Trump.
You know what? Sky paid me $50 beforehand to bring up the Trump
presidency. I would never pay you money.
No.
You never pay you money. I would intimidate
cocaine,
you first.
Cocaine directly, please.
Yeah, barter system. Please. Barter system. Come on.
With a test kit for the fentanyl, if you don't mind.
Did you hear
listen to that. Isn't that crazy to be a drug dealer in this day and age? You're like, yeah, that includes the fentanyl kit. Jesus Christ, it's just nugs, dude.
I'll never forget getting
nugs.
Weed, and I don't know how it was. He goes, yeah, this is laced. I'm like, with what, coke? I'm like, that's kind of cool, but I wish you would have told me that before I smoked it.
Yeah,
can you imagine a hippie going to, you're going to be foaming out the mouth, dude.
He goes, you're going to want to smoke all this weed, but you're not going to know why.
You're going to, so like baby hits, then maybe you smoke like a whole J?
That's pretty much it.
Selling weed with cocaine in it? Get the fuck out of here.
He goes,
who would do that, dude? You're just basically wasting your own money. You're like, you know what? Oh, these are weed prices, but I'm going to go ahead and throw some cocaine in there. Yeah. What the fuck, dude?
How much for an ounce? Hey, dude, listen. I got some good cheap, man. Like $150 for an ounce, man.
Yeah.
I thought these
sounds kind of cheap. It's laced with cocaine.
And you're like, wow, that's
give me
worth
2 ounces.
For sure. Yeah, exactly. For sure worth it. Is there any way I can just get the cocaine out of it? Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to fuck some people's lives. I'm not really in this for profit.
That's when we start burning through those test grinders from the goats.
I just
start crushing it all up, sniffing the keef.
I thought those were just really frosty nugs.
I just wanted to see all my friends have their downfall. So I started selling this weed laced with cocaine really cheap.
Yeah, real
I knew
cheap.
Johnny would love it quickly, and that's what happened.
Well, I'm going to be selling cocaine next month. So I just figured this month I'd sell weed with cocaine.
I'd run a promo.
That's right.
Easing it into it.
If you come here and say Johnny
this
T.
is a one-time limited time offer.
LTO. It's like the Szechuan sauce.
Jeez.
Do you remember when people would say, just mention my name, like that was an advertisement on TV? They'd say, come on down to blah, blah, blah restaurant. Mention our name for 30% off of this, blah, blah, blah. Like, how do you do that? When you walk up to the maitre d' or whatever, you're like, you get a table for
tell
free.
Tell them Finney sent you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you get a three top for Vinny, friends of Vinny's. And like, she's like, I don't know who Vinny is. You're like, 30% off.
Tell Vinny to stop inviting his fucking friends.
Yeah, dude.
I'll never.
That's exactly. You just get a fucking full tab.
I did that once at a hotel where the fucking concierge was like, oh, yeah, order from this place across the street. Tell him Johnny O sent you. And I ordered the pizza and I'm like, oh, Johnny O sent me. Like, excuse me?
Yeah, that's right.
Johnny O.
Like, Johnny O.
They like, just know no.
Okay, 20 minutes.
Yeah. I would. Yeah. Oh, that would be great. I would die if
I that's an extra $5.
Fucking kitchen's backed up. Stop bringing people in. It's Johnny O's order, though.
People just post it online so everyone knows. Just, yeah, if you go to a fucking Pizza Hut and say, dude, Johnny O sent you, you don't have to pay. Pizza Hut went out of business.
Dude, we got to do that with the church brewers.
3 days.
So this is one thing I want people to do and no one ever does is, you know Eric Heinle, right?
Yeah.
He works at the Church Brewworks, so I'm always trying to get people to leave fake reviews that are funny.
Yeah, we got
to
start doing that.
So we should definitely leave one that says, and if you mention that Eric Heinle sent you, they give you 15% off. Put that in the Google review.
They give you a free appetizer and two alcoholic beverages.
Yeah. Tell them to try the squid, and they don't have squid.
Try obviously. The veal.
Yeah, I tell you what would be great is if you could sell that as an NFT. Johnny O sent you.
Johnny O sent you. That's you almost as it. Good as Adolf my penis.
Adolf my wiener, dude.
Jan McCockener is still pretty strong. Jan McCockener, that's a good one.
For the record, Q has been licking my toes the entire episode.
Dude, that cat loves feet.
She's hungry.
Your feet are the...
I'm into it.
Well, they...
Goddamn. Goddamn, Blake, you eat that cheese awful early, don't you? Ow! Fuck! Goddamn.
I was going to say...
now the cat's
fucking biting me.
Yeah, dude.
I was going to say, usually they start eating the feet, the eyes, and the fingers.
You called her out, and now she's mad.
Ow!
Fuck.
The podcat's pissed, dude.
Keep her foot fetish out of this.
No kidding, dude. All he's trying to do is just fucking suck some toe, and you got to make it public. What the hell, dude?
He's got a thing, dude. This let him do his great. Fucking
do we
thing.
We live in a post-privacy world?
Fuck off.
I hope not. Jesus. Lemon does, but I don't.
It's what? Your fault for having feet, dude.
Who are you?
Dude, go get some fucking go get cut off at the knees and get some of those fucking ninja blade things. You can run on those.
Do you have a nicotine vape?
Yeah, here. You calm down.
Oh, I don't have nicotine pouches actually.
Here, roll the oil because it's to one side. Yeah, I've been holding it the whole time, dude. Trying to get the. Jesus Christ, these kids, these fucking kids! I swear to God. Look at this, and I didn't even stop.
Is this the HH whatever?
Kids these days.
His HIV fucking.
Yeah,
penis.
Yeah. That's it.
Oh, Blake's got the HIV.
HIV. You dug that one, dude.
What is this?
That one hit home for Blake. He's like, the HIV.
Starts slapping good. His knee.
I already don't remember what it's called.
Dude, I wish doctors had speech impediments.
It must work if you can't remember the name of it.
Like
HHC.
It's like, hey, what does my son have? He looks really sick.
Cancer.
His pen is horrible. Laceration. I tried looking that up. But there's no S-A-S-A-S-A-S-L-A-S-A-S-A-S-A-S-S. The spelling's all wrong.
Case of the anal fissures.
Dude, everybody was talking about they're doing the orchestra.
Oh, yeah, the Looney Tunes.
With the Looney Tunes thing, and everybody's into it. And I'm like, motherfucker, that's been a thing for years.
Yeah, that's really old.
That is the coolest fucking thing. Dude, you basically go eat a whole bunch of mushrooms, listen to the fucking symphony, play the fucking Looney Tune classics along with the Looney Tunes on a big screen.
What? Who does?
I do this every. I
go fucking straight to hell, you stupid.
Dude, I do this every fucking Thanksgiving. I turn on the fucking Looney Tunes in the fucking 5.1 Dolby Digital surround sound.
You take
and I eat my mushrooms and smoke my fucking weed because I'm not going to no in-laws on Thanksgiving. I'm not going. Yeah. I'm gonna watch cartoons.
You know, it's a bit.
Then I'm gonna eat that entire pumpkin pie I got from Sorgles. Then I'm gonna smoke some more weed.
Sky,
and then I'm
gonna
log on to the PlayStation. And then from the PlayStation, I'm gonna fall asleep at the sticks, snapping my neck every 45 minutes when I wake back up.
Thanksgiving at Sky's house this year.
Speaking of which, we should get together tomorrow for the old Peter Young gonna.
It's
annihilate Aljamain Sterling.
My kid, I got kids. Those days
fuck
are behind
what's,
kids.
What's the fuck money, what's the money line on that?
Dude, when are we going to start bringing a PS4 to Parkway and hooking it up to the movie theater screen during the open mic, dude?
Speaking of that, we should probably get our asses plugged in and get ready to go over there. We got a mic to go to.
What time do you have to start it?
I usually get there at about 8:15.
Okay, well then, fuck yeah,
why?
we're right there.
What's
why?
The use of that? 8:15.
Because I can chill and mellow out and get my head ready.
Also, he'll be the only host who's ever showed up on time that way. It helps him kind of stick.
It really helps.
Hey, I've hosted Parkway quite a few times, and I show up at like 5.
Yeah, that's true, but
it always goes
when the bus gets there.
Really well, doesn't it, Blake?
Huh?
It always goes really well, doesn't it, Blake?
Better than when Sky doesn't, usually.
Shots fired.
You know, Sky
the good news is I got a lot of support from my friends.
Plus, you guys still have to go 3 rounds in the fucking driveway before you take
Sky
off.
Sky does well, but then he gets racist like within 3 minutes, and then everyone's like, oh, shit.
Is that usually what
the fuck
happens?
Are you talking about, dude? I'm a good host.
I don't think I've ever done that. You used to be a good host.
What does that mean?
And then you started using condoms, and now I feel like you need to go back to being a raw dog.
I've never used one condom.
You're a liar.
He's talking about comedy condoms, dude. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about
unsafe. He puts his faith in the pullout.
Hold up. What are you talking about?
You putting your faith in the pullout? Leave it in.
Yeah, whoa.
He's coming from the guy with two kids.
I put my faith in the IUD, dude.
That's somehow even more scary.
What do you think is the strongest one you've put up against so far?
What?
What make and model of IUD?
Oh, I don't know, dude. Hopefully the best one.
NuvaRing.
Moderna's got the best one, dude.
You go too far, it snaps on like a Venus flytrap.
Oh, yeah, you don't get pregnant ever your whole life. It's pretty great.
You stick it in there.
One IUD, and that's it.
That's it, buddy.
Anytime I see those fucking devices for chicks, I think of that vagina dentata. It's like you're going to stick something up in there, and it's going to bite back. I'm telling you. You guys never seen this movie?
No.
I'm telling you, teeth. if you got an IUD putting yourself, you would want to
see what? There's a vagina with teeth horrible. Movie?
It's yeah. called teeth.
You love horror movies. You're supposed to know this about this one. This is not only a horror movie, it's a horror movie.
A pussy that bites teeth. Off dicks.
Teeth, 2003.
Yeah, I don't watch
this. This is on your fucking. This will be your number you say you one love horror for movies. A solid year. This yeah, is dude. A horror movie, dude.
It's a horror movie.
I don't watch the worst ones.
Where the horror
it's not bad. It's a fantastic movie.
This is a horror movie where the horror wins. I have watched
pretty much every horror movie since 2000 with greater than a 5.0 rating on IMDb.
How do you have,
I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, wasn't 5 the best?
Huh?
You're talking top 10.
All three of those movies.
Why can't you just have a movie that you like?
Dude, it's like Little Shop of Horrors meets Big House of Horrors. I don't know.
All right.
And then moving on. All right. Well, do you need to go? We need to probably.
Well, yeah.
All right.
Every Friday.
Does anybody have anything?
Get your asses down to Parkway.
Gotta go to Parkway.
McKees Rocks.
McKees Rocks.
Best start at 9:05 at the latest.
When you get there, you fucking turn to the right and you go over there and you spend your money on the right. You don't look. You're not getting any fancy fucking beers and any beakers. Okay, we don't do that.
Anyone who drinks those
you
beers,
you get in, you make a right,
leaves in 5 minutes.
Cognacs, rums.
That part of Parkway doesn't exist.
On the other side.
Dude, I love it.
There's a photo. There's at least three photos of Dean Martin there. It's a beautiful fucking place.
Yeah, that's true. It's good. It is a.
As Aaron would say, it's a theater. Inside it's a theater.
It's a film lounge.
Get
it's
there.
A film lounge.
Yeah, and you don't have to do it just for comedy. They show movies and it's a full service bar.
There. Trivia nights there. Do you go to trivia night?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And movies.
I've also seen.
What the fuck are you lying to?
What? You don't know what I do in the two nights that you let
well,
me out of your
I know
sight.
You took her there excuse to me? See Lion King 2. So how about that? So all calm right. down, okay? Because I got dirt on you, car salesman.
What right. about this? A movie called Lion King, but it's about a guy who's just really good at lying.
Starring Johnny T.
Starring Johnny T. at Southside Mitsubishi.
South Park.
South Park, my bad.
I think it's a good movie Liar, for Liar, Will.
No, like, there's a movie where like Smith lying doesn't exist or some shit.
Oh, no, man who discovered...
The Invention of Lying.
Yeah.
God damn
it. I love that movie.
It's Jack Black in it, I think.
Yeah. I've been on fire tonight naming these movies.
Yeah, I can't believe how not good at pop culture I am anymore. Totally bad at it.
Can't do math for shit, but I can tell you, fucking the Invention of Lying.
It's like Johnny's almost off the program. What are we gonna tell him when he starts figuring out his commission? It's gonna be like $900.
$9.
It's like I don't know. What do you want to do? We should put him on a goals program. If he doesn't sell 10 cars, we fire him.
That's it. That's what they do.
What do you think? I don't know. He is getting business cards. Fuck his business cards. He sold that Cadillac out from under me.
Oh, I'm coming for you.
I was going to sell that fucking Cadillac, and he sold it out from under me.
You're going to have to find a customer for that thing. How do you do that? How do you do that? You just shop it past everyone who walks in the door?
Relentless social media. I hate to do that shit, but I really have to. It's annoying as hell.
Do you have a different account for your sales?
Instagram, because I don't respect anyone
fucking
on Instagram.
Fucking rich people, dog. Right.
I don't respect anyone on Instagram. If you're on Instagram, you're a fucking puss.
Love Instagram, but
it is hard for me to understand all of that.
What does that even mean? Why?
Instagram's great, but it does
suck.
It
just depends how you use it. Just go on there and post your goddamn pictures you feel like posting.
I don't. Yeah, I whatever. Just look at people getting car accidents and
cats I do
playing
the,
yeah, that's
stuff.
What I'm saying. I just
I do the cats, the street fights,
Street fights are good ones.
Street fights, Walmart edition.
Yeah. Anything that takes place,
you know, it's a better edition of Walmart for the
cash register. I'm in.
I'll tell you what. Do Scranton edition. Do Scranton edition.
Fucked up town, Scranton.
Local fights, Scranton.
Scranton, PA.
It's going off in Scranton, man.
Is that where Dunder Mifflin's from?
Yes, yes, yes. Mm. It's their one claim to fame. They don't have a lot going on down there.
We should go down to Scranton. Also, we should go to Puxtani.
Oh, my. No.
For the Groundhog Days, bro?
Never do that.
I'm definitely going, dude. Well, this I live in Pennsylvania and don't go to Groundhog's Day on Groundhog's Day, then I haven't done my fucking job.
Well, I'm going
to
be honest with you. It'll be the last time
I'm surprised there aren't make more terrorist attacks on Groundhog's Day.
I agree.
Yep. I have the alarm clock.
There'll be seven
movie.
More days of
hello, the wooden one with, yeah, with the flips. Yep. Yes. Yep. It's broken and gone now, but I had it for a while.
Mine works.
Imagine hitting Punxsutawney Phil with a Molotov cocktail.
That would be you get famous, dude. I see his shadow. I see his shadow.
Light him up. The crowd starts screaming, "Fuck seasons!"
He starts going back and forth like a fucking puppet from Caddyshack.
Don't feel like winter now, does it, Punxsutawney? Yeah.
And later news, 52 people were injured and burned alive.
52 people and one groundhog.
Yeah. What's his name?
Punxsutawney
Phil. Punxsutawney
Phil. Really? Did you ask me that?
Yeah, no kidding, dude.
Here are the second most famous groundhog in Pennsylvania. His cousin, Gus, stopped by to speak on his behalf.
Fucking Gus.
His injuries are pretty bad, but like I tell him...
Cheap on the rent. Fucking A. All right, you got anything to plug, Blake?
No.
We got some show in West Virginia coming up.
We don't know our dog shit bar shows, dude.
Dude, your dog shit. Your dog shit. Huh? I'm good at the bars. If your dog shit, that's on you, bro.
No, I'm saying the overall show.
I think I got one on 23rd at the Gateway or Getaway. What the fuck's the name of that?
Maybe
you should learn your shows.
Well, that's the only one that's actually got a date. The other two folks just got their fucking thumbs in their nose right now.
I got some stuff in the works myself.
Anyway.
I'm waiting to drop those bombs, but you can look me up on the internet and never find me. Good luck.
Skywalker.
On the internet.
Com.
Just do Skywalker on the internet.
That'll find. Lemon, you got anything to plug?
Lemon's waking up.
Don't answer that.
Are you on lithium?
What?
No. Okay. All right. Just check.
I'm not on anything. I just zone out. Don't look at me.
Are you giving her stuff? What is she on mind control drugs?
Well, no, but she has to drink her milk every morning and evening.
That's all. It's good for her.
Gummy?
Would you like a gummy?
Would you like a straight gummy?
Don't want a white voiceover.
Is it watermelon flavored because I'm black?
Is it a weed?
Oh,
that's why God. I dated her.
Dropping the bomb.
That's why I love her. Oh, my. No, the last time she took a whole one of those, she had a full-on panic attack while I was trying to do comedy. It was very, weed? Very irritating.
I did. Stooge told me that I was absolutely zooted, and then I went to the bathroom and I threw up.
Went to the bathroom, tripped over herself, almost bashed her head off the fucking...
You imagine getting advice from Stooge? Hey, yeah.
So,
you don't man, look too
dude,
good.
Dude,
Lemon's fucking suited off that fucking edible.
Stop
man.
Chewing in my face. You're making me sick.
Dude, just hitting Lemon?
Dude, she recently threw up.
On Monday morning.
She's in the bathroom puking up, her dinner.
God bless Andy Stuchel.
Is that weed?
Wow, somebody's got the Jones.
Somebody's Jones.
Keeping up with the Joneses.
Oh, yes.
All right. Lead us in prayer, Johnny.
Yeah. You got something to say? Our caddy who art in the boneyard.
Our father who art in the Cadillac.
Don't you bring God into it. Just lead us in prayer.
Join hands, y'all.
I'm not touching
your mouth.
Because you didn't touch the ice.
You won't touch that fucking
don't touch the ice.
Keep my word.
Are we going to do this or not?
Yeah. No. Leave us in prayer. Sorry.
Good bread, good meat, good God. Let's eat.
Amen.
Come on down to South Mitsubishi. That's who brought this podcast to you. Johnny T. Come on down. But if you buy a car off Husney, Jake, or Tori, I'm going to beat your fucking ass.
If you get there quick, there's a Cadillac in your future, baby.
And a Jaguar. We got a Jaguar for $30,000.
A
All right,
Jag?
I'm done.
British engineering? You can't beat that. all right.
Well, no, they used to be shit cars. Now they're good cars.
Say goodbye, folks. They're goodbye, shit cars. Folks.
Goodbye.
Use those cars to trim down their chompers.
Cadillacs are worse.
Nail it. Another episode dead. By dead, I mean alive. Or immortal, I guess. Only immortal if the internet lasts. You know, people say the internet is like forever. You know what I mean? But, like, hieroglyphics no one even fucking understands, right? How you gonna understand, like, a aging solid-state memory bank that has no electricity? I'm just saying. Once the world freezes over, or fog's over, or earthquakes, or tidal waves, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, is the internet permanent? No. Turns out, much like all things, we frame shit with us. We're the frame, right? And that's why people think the internet's forever, because they say, as long as I'm alive, I'm going to have to deal with what I put on the internet. Which is what we're dealing with here. Today's episode. On the internet. Probably until I'm dead. Anyway. I figured I would have the featured artist today be car related because, you know, we have the car sponsor and Johnny's working there. We talked about the Mitsu dealer that has the Cadillac and the other salesman that he's got to undercut. It was all just a delightful little scenario. But that being said, as I said maybe even earlier, Johnny really looks like a Jersey boy. You've seen the movie, heard of the movie, Richie Valens and some other, like, I don't know. Yeah. So I picked a new Jersey boy, and I picked a Cadillac song, guys. That's right. Today's song is Pink Cadillac by Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen, way ahead of his time, all right? He was belittling the working man long before the working man knew he was being belittled, you know? Hey, you idiots, re-educate yourself. The country's taking advantage of you, says Bruce, you know? It basically was learn to code before learn to code. Anyway, a man who hated the working class. That's not true. He didn't fucking hate them. He pitied them. And you know what I think? As a working class son of a bitch, there ain't nothing I don't want. Or there ain't nothing I want less than pity. So, the song, one of the few, is just good old-fashioned friendly, off the 1984 B-side to Dancing in the Dark, Bruce Springsteen, Pink Cadillac. Well, we're home. Grab your time card, Dwight.